Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
But first, our top story this half hour. Governor Pritzker signs the sweeping criminal justice reform bill into law, and he tries to calm fears about the legislation. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Pritzker said he wanted to counter those who sought to use scare tactics in opposing the criminal justice bill.
All Illinoisans will live in a safer and more just state with this law on the books.
Among other things, it phases out judges setting cash bond. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says many nonviolent defendants accused of minor crimes can't afford it.
We absolutely must protect public safety. And to be clear, that is the priority of this administration. But we must stop criminalizing being poor.
And if law enforcement still has concerns, State Attorney General Kwame Raoul is listening.
And I want to state very clearly that I remain committed to working with law enforcement partners, legislators, the governor's office, and advocates on any cleanup language to address any oversight or unintended consequences.
Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9
Meantime,
FM.
Meantime, the head of Illinois' chief of police in Illinois isn't calling the bill a criminal justice reform bill. Ed Wojcicki says it's more of an anti-police bill.
The outcry from police who actually read the bill and understand what it's going to do to them, it makes them feel as if they are the targets of this bill.
The Illinois Sheriff's Association has also blasted the new bill. Police in Des Plaines investigating the death of a baby barely 2 weeks old.
It was Saturday morning when the 16-day-old boy was pronounced dead at a hospital. Emergency crews were called to the family's apartment in Des Plaines after the baby's mother says she found him unresponsive. Police say she told authorities she had been breastfeeding the baby and fell asleep, and that when she woke up a couple of hours later, the boy was unresponsive. Des Plaines police say no drugs or alcohol were involved. No cause of death determined yet, according to the medical examiner's office, which is waiting on test results. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Now to the coronavirus. Illinois health officials announcing 1,246 new cases of COVID-19 today, 34 more deaths. The statewide death toll is now 20,303 since the start of the pandemic nearly a year ago. Meantime, a positive milestone is marked in Wisconsin. Today, the state reports no deaths for the first time since September. Health officials confirmed 400 new cases in the last day, the lowest count since 324 positive tests were registered in late June. Nearly 350,000 residents have received both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine in Wisconsin, or about 6% of the state's population. It's estimated that heavy snow over the past few weeks has caused nearly one building to collapse each day. Just this morning, two more suffered damage due to the snow.
Chicago fire officials say at last count, there have been at least 20 different buildings damaged in some form by snow since the first significant storm back in late January. That includes everything from garages to large warehouses. The most recent incidents were around 3 a.m. in the Canaryville neighborhood, another just a few hours later in South Chicago. Experts say the majority of roof collapses in recent days have involved buildings with older structures, many of which have also been vacant. In Pullman last week, investigators say a man was killed when an awning he'd been standing under collapsed under the weight of snow. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, another Monday, another round of the white stuff to clear. Snowplows began to clear residential streets this morning after about an inch of snow fell overnight on parts of Chicago. O'Hare had about 1.2 inches of snow as of 6 this morning, Midway about an eighth of an inch. More than 200 snowplows deployed in Chicago last night to clear the latest batch of snow. But we can expect a break for at least until Friday evening when the forecast calls for a new chance of snow. We'll have those details coming up in just a few minutes. Plus, an Indiana correctional officer is dead. Another seriously injured after a stabbing yesterday.
38-year-old Tamitri Campbell allegedly stabbed a correctional officer to death and seriously injured another just after 2:30 p.m. The officer killed has been identified as 57-year-old Lieutenant Gene Lasco of LaPorte. Another officer remains in the hospital with serious injuries. Campbell is currently serving a 65-year sentence for murder and is now being held on suspicion of murder and other charges in the correctional officer's stabbings. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!